What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I think Jordan Poole is a fascinating case study in psyche of the Warriors. I think there are a lot of people that on the day he was traded were like, get this guy off my team for X, Y, and Z reasons.
Okay.
I think that he represents as an avatar things that are unfair for him to represent.
Okay.
The youth, the young guard, this weird, like, he's too arrogant. You know what I mean?
So
like,
that's that. I'm trying to figure out. So Jordan Poole comes up because Warriors obviously are playing the Wizards tomorrow. And the Warriors are 20-20, and everybody wants to make a trade. And they see young Jordan Poole ascending and having career highs and a plethora of categories. However, the Wizards have won, what, six games? So I'm trying to figure out how they got on that conversation with Willard.
Well, it's just about the Jordan Poole return. And I feel like Jordan Poole's name has probably come up more in the last month than the last 2 years. And I think it's more like as we do this big study on the Golden State Warriors and we think about where they're at and where it went wrong and woulda, coulda, shoulda. And this is what happens when a dynasty starts to, like, the embers are burning out
right, of
the fire. We go back in time and we're like, where could it have kept going? And I think that the Jordan Poole thing is an interesting point in time. And I've thought about it long and hard. And I'm thinking to myself, there will always be a segment of fans that liked Jordan Poole. There was a segment of fans that I think turned on Jordan Poole because of the play. There's a segment of fans that sided with Draymond Green for X, Y, and Z reasons, thinking that the team was divided. And then I think there's a lot of people that have had a change of heart, not because they're watching Jordan Poole with a fine-tooth comb in Washington. I bet a lot of people haven't even watched a game of Jordan Poole's since he's been a Washington Wizard. But it's more like the woulda, coulda, shoulda of, man, that trade now a couple years removed, like, it wasn't a good trade. And I think a lot of people are, like, taking things back. Like, you know what?
Yeah, that's what we do in sports.
Exactly.
We could say... In hindsight, we could say we're flipping and flopping because I remember in real time what was going on with Jordan Poole and nobody was missing Jordan Poole last year. But as we look to this matchup coming up with the Wizards or the Warriors, are the Warriors in a better spot without Jordan Poole or are they in a better spot with Jordan Poole? What does your finances look like? I think in another year, we could really decide whether or not this deal worked out for the Golden State Warriors because of the financial flexibility by letting Chris Paul walk, saying, you know what? We're going to let him walk. We're not going to try to make a trade at the deadline or whatnot. You get your finances in order at least to where you're not paying a boatload of money, a luxury tax, and TV, all that stuff. So I'm not going to play the revisionist history game yet because I know what it was like in real time, just like with Klay Thompson. I understand what it was like in real time. Sure, you could say I'd rather have Jordan Poole on his team than Draymond Green. But I'll throw the same question you've thrown at me all week. About Klay Thompson, is this team that much better with Klay Thompson? Is this team right now that much better with Jordan Poole on it than not having Jordan Poole
on it? It's funny that you asked that question directly because I was thinking about that walking past Union Square, and I'm like, all right, let's be real here. How much better? Everything's right. The same, but Jordan Poole's on the team. How much better are they? I actually think they're a little better. Now, by a little, a couple of games. I think that they're a couple of games better at minimum. I don't think it's changing the overall trajectory and frustration of where everyone's at. They probably don't make the Dennis Schroeder trade.
Right.
You know, maybe Pajemski is not on this team for X, Y, and Z reasons. Maybe. Right. I don't know. I do think he takes a little bit of the load off of Steph Curry. I do believe that he provides more of the scoring punch that they clearly have needed at times. Was he the smartest half-court player to end games? No. So I don't want to sit here and say, they're 10 games better with Jordan Poole. I think that's reckless. I think some of their bigger issues are still their bigger issues.
Right. I don't think they're much better with Jordan Poole than without him. Honestly, it just looks different. It looks different.
But what about the symbolism? Forget the record.
Symbolism.
What about the symbolism of the young guys not being good enough to keep up with the old guys, but as in getting rid of them.
Look, let's not be silly here. Because I miss Jordan Poole too, but let's not be silly. Jordan Poole's on this roster right now. The Warriors are 20-20. The tenor of the conversation is, you've invested in Jordan Poole, got rid of a trusted veteran in Draymond Green.
Or Clint.
You gave Jordan Poole $30-plus million. He's not helping you win. Get this guy off my team, blah, blah. You know the tenor of the conversation.
Well, the day he was traded, the overall sentiment that I, again, this is just my feeling, was get this guy off my team.
Exactly.
That's what I felt. But I would be very interested to hear from Warrior fans today, like, how do you feel today? Do you miss him? Do you still root for him? Is he the one that got away? Because I think for some people he is.
Is he the guy who got away for you?
I just think what he represents is the lost hope of a young player who was ascending as we were chasing excellence. And I felt like he was an easy scapegoat. And in retrospect, I feel really, really bad for the guy. And I felt bad for him in real time, but I feel worse now. And your overall point about, like, is the team that much better than where they are? Probably not. But that to me is more of an indication on where the high priced best players on this team were in their career versus where he's at in his career. But I do believe he'd be a helpful player and a good player and a useful player.
At 888-957-9570, how do you feel about those sentiments about Jordan Poole as the Warriors will hit the court tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. tip at Chase Center tomorrow when the Warriors host the Wizards. They play 8 of their next 9 at home at Chase Center. A great opportunity to stack some wins. And shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by Go to State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Festus Azili will join us at 8:30 on the River Islands guest line. Darren Ruzanowski to talk some Sharks at 9:20. And, of course, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Jordan Poole is definitely a polarizing player. I'm not sure how much he resonated considering how long he was here. He was here for 4 years, right? 4 years we got Jordan Poole. Drafted him when he was a baby. He left. Obviously, there were some ill feelings towards him. There's some ill feelings towards Draymond when he left. And they made the move because it was obvious that locker room was not going to be able to coexist with both of them in the same locker room.
Agree.
Walking around in the same space. Now, here we are a year and a half later. Jordan Poole's Wizards are, they're not 6-31, folks. They're 6-33.
They're not good.
They're 6-33. And they're getting blown out in every single game. They're not even competitive. And so when you have a player like Jordan Poole, you say, well, what is he doing to impact winning? Well, it's not all him, right? It kind of shows that you need a lot of talent on the basketball team. And they have a lot of young players in Bilal Coulibaly. They got some veterans in Valachunas and Kyle Kuzma. But they got a lot of youngsters on this team. A lot of youngsters. So I don't know if Jordan Poole's the one that got away. But, boy, without that incident, I'm very curious to know where that team lands that second season or that next season after the championship when they lost to the L.A. Lakers in the second round of the playoffs. Jordan Poole is just a shell of himself, just a shell of himself. So I don't know how much the Warriors are winning with and without Jordan Poole, the same thing with Klay Thompson or whatnot. But it's obvious right now that the roster as currently constructed is not good enough to compete for a championship, and they may not be good enough to finish top 6 in the Western Conference. So that is an issue here. You just wonder, with a quicker athletic guard like Jordan Poole, would it translate to more wins? Would it translate to more losses? How does it look? It's hard to say, really. It's hard.
Like, in our life, for the Warriors, you think Chris Webber is the biggest, like, one that got away?
No doubt. In my lifetime, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, no doubt.
It's funny. Like, he was awesome year one, right? Everyone knows. Awesome year one. Goes to the Washington. At the time, they were called the Bullets. They weren't very good. They were, like, a complete teardown rebuild. I think they won, like, 25 games or something like that his first year. And then they slowly got better. But they never really reached the zenith of what you thought they might become, right? Mm-hmm. And he ends up getting traded. And really, his best years are with the Sacramento Kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly how he was viewed league-wide at that time. He was such a, like, high-profile player coming out playing for the Fab Five. It felt like he was a sexier, definitely viewed league-wide as a more winning player than what Jordan Poole is viewed currently?
I don't know if you think it's close.
You know, yeah, right?
I don't know if you think it's close.
Even though the team didn't necessarily have success. You get where I'm going?
Weber, as a rookie, was all of a sudden thrust into this category with the top power forwards in the game. Karl Malone, Charles Barkley. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he was starting to get the dunk on Barkley, the commercial, Nike. I mean, it's not even close. Like, Chris Weber was in a completely different stratosphere than Jordan Poole.
I would agree. But when you look at it, how many years do you think it took Warrior fans to get over the Weber thing?
Well, it took a long time because they didn't make the playoffs for a long time. So each year they didn't make the playoffs, every Warrior fan walking around these streets in the Bay Area would say, it's the Weber curse. Ever since they got rid of Weber, we haven't done anything.
Go back in that time. We were younger. I think it was about 12 years old when he got traded. Were you bitter toward him, Nelly, mad at the organization?
Organization.
Okay.
Organization.
Did you root for him in Washington?
I rooted for his success.
Yeah.
I rooted for Weber.
I used to collect this card.
But I was also a Weber fan,
though. Yes, me too.
So it's a little different for me coming out of Michigan. Yeah. I was a Weber fan. Yeah. So it's a little different.
What about with the Kings?
Yeah, I rooted for Weber.
See, I rooted for Weber. I didn't really root for him with the Kings.
I just didn't like the Kings. I rooted for Weber. And another player they had was Mike Bibby. I loved Mike Bibby coming out of Arizona. Loved Mike Bibby on those 97 Wildcats.
Do you think the majority of Warrior fans rooted for him when he was with the Kings?
I'm not sure. It's possible, but I'm not sure.
Do you think Warrior fans root for Jordan Poole's success now, just in general?
I would think so. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
But
I don't have ill will, and I probably was a bigger Poole homer at the beginning because I found the guy intoxicating. Yes, he didn't. He wasn't a complete player. No one thinks that he's on the Steph Curry level. I just thought he was a lot of fun, and I thought he was the perfect, what I would call that sip of water that this dehydrated team needed to get themselves up again. He was a useful player, whether he was a starter, a sixth man, whatever. I thought he was a fun, ascending young player that could help be that youthful invigoration that the old guys desperately needed.
5-5-1-0 with an interesting one. Weber left. Warriors drafted Vince Carter, traded for Jameson. That was another gut punch. That was a gut punch.
The Sprewell situation and then him going right to the finals. I mean,
yeah, no
doubt. It was a combination of things.
Let's go to Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Oreo Cookie, what's happening?
Hey, what up, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You guys, let's remember that Poole was one of ours, man. We drafted him. You guys got to remember that he had a tough up-and-coming from the G League, up and down all the time. And then when he finally stuck, man, we were with him. We were riding for him. So I still do root for him. Going back to the Hawaiian Punch, shout-out Guru, I think we got rid of the wrong guy. And I think if we would have kept Poole and got rid of Draymond, that would have spearheaded Kuminga coming in faster to the lineup. I think we would have been fine. I think we still had Wiseman at that time. I think Wiseman still would have been with us. I think the team would have been cool with him, man. I still root for him, like I said, and he's on my fantasy team, bro. That's how much it is.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it? Gone just like that?
And like that, he's gone.
Like that.
Jordan Poole.
Just ended the call abruptly. Kind of threw me off, right?
But ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing I can do about it. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
When they do like a team reunion in 2032, the 10-year reunion of the 2022 championship, I don't know, maybe he's still playing in the league. I would assume that he is, but there's no guarantees. I mean, how's he viewed?
I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. I don't know if he's the one that got away. I'm interested to hear from Warrior fans because it's been a while on Jordan Poole. That's Warriors at 20-20. Would it translate into winning? He's having a nice season. There's no doubt about that. He's having a very nice season. At the same time, can you have a nice season on a team that's 6-33?
No.
Like that's the issue.
But we've also learned that Steph Curry is probably the greatest player, you know, ever or whatever. And
you need talent around you to win.
And they're struggling to get.
You need talent around you to win. There's no doubt. That's an indictment on him. He's got to do his job. You control how you play.
Yeah.
Not the rest of your guys. I'm just interested. I guess I'm just interested to hear the context between Willard, Grandy, and Dibs on Jordan Poole. Like, I didn't hear it, so I don't know what the center of the conversation.
They were just discussing all the stuff that we're discussing
Willer,
right now.
I remember Willer last season said he's not giving Jordan Poole a standing ovation, and I don't know where it came from. I don't know where that vigor came from when it came towards Jordan Poole. Very interesting, though. It is very interesting. I
will say this. For me, and I know you said we got to find out about flexibility. But today, if you look at your bank account or whatever today, they're in the negative on that trade. If that trade was, you're in the negative. Now, maybe down the road, you know, it appreciates and it ends up netting them something because of that flexibility. But as of today, trading the 23-year-old at the time, who was making $28 million
yeah.
for 40-year-old Chris Paul, and then that contract expired, and you had to staple a first-round pick to it in 2030, it ended up being a horrific trade.
Trades are hard.
No, that was a bad
one. Not a good trade. Not a good trade right now, but we'll see what it looks like. As of now, it's not the best trade in the world, but how much better are they with JP? How much better would that locker room have been? Did they get rid of the wrong guy? I don't know, but the Warriors right now, they're 20-20. They got to get rolling here.